that sound familiar? Is this Michigan?
It's like the beginning of it.
Recognize the beginning.
This sounds like a Loggins and Messina.
That's how it starts.
So when does it kick in? Come on.
It takes some time.
It does?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea it took that long to get into the...
This is it again.
Wow, I don't know why I was thinking that was different than that for some reason.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's slow. I think we're digging it. I need more horn.
We're joined by Sharone Moore, the offensive coordinator at Michigan. Good morning, Sharone. How are you doing? Great to have you.
I'm great. How are you?
Congratulations on being here.
Thank you.
Obviously, a great year, very unique year. Mm-hmm. Probably none like any assistant coach has ever had.
No.
Yeah, so what's it been like? Have you had a chance to reflect a little bit on the craziness of the year?
Not really, because I've kind of jumped right into getting prepared for our matchup here in January 1st. Getting the opportunity to come here has been an honor. Just really, really sat down with my family and really appreciated the time that we've had and enjoyed our players. And so just taking that time to reflect on that. But it's been a whirlwind, but it's been awesome at the same time.
Obviously, the selection committee had obviously put you guys up against Alabama. Did you have a preference on who you were going to play? Does it matter?
Not really. Yeah. You're going to have to play the best of the best, so it doesn't really matter who you play and, you know, where you play. So we're excited about the matchup and ready to get prepared.
Yeah, it's obviously you got two great games.
Yeah.
You know, I think obviously Washington and Texas will be a great game as well. Very unique situation. I told our guest last night, people may not know this, you were an offensive lineman under Bob Stoops at Oklahoma.
Yep.
Played at Butler Community College, grew up in the Kansas area, but played in that great Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah,
I always have to reference that. Maybe one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You guys got beat 43-42. Roger, remember the player for Boise State? You know, they do the Statue of Liberty or whatever it is, and then he comes over and proposes to his girl.
I'm walking by as it's going down.
Is that right?
Oh, jeez. Nice.
You know, I was looking, too. I mentioned it last night. The guys that were on that coaching staff with you, at that time, unbelievable the quality of coaches you had. Brent Venables, who won the Broyles Award later with Clemson. Kevin Wilson, offensive coordinator, won the Broyles Award there. Mm-hmm. You had Josh Heupel, and then you had Kevin Sumlin.
Yep.
That's a heck of a staff.
Yeah, and Jeff Levy actually was a GA.
Is that right? I did not know that. I'll be darned.
Levy and Brandon Shelby, who was at Indiana. Spavadal. We had a really great group of coaches, GAs, people that went on to be extremely successful, and that all had an impact in some way in my life.
Now you've had a great staff at Michigan. Obviously, we've honored this 3 years in a row. We've had a different coach from Michigan, and Jesse was great last year, defensive coordinator, mentor, and Josh Gattis won this thing a couple years ago. So you got to have talent, but also great coaching makes a big difference too.
Yeah, it starts at the top with Coach Harbaugh, just giving us all an opportunity and empowering us as leaders. It's been a phenomenal experience for me to learn from him, but being around all these other coaches has been really cool, and taking different pieces of their game and how they coach and what they do and how they approach the game has really helped me.
Aaron Taylor is a buddy of mine. Aaron Taylor was obviously one of the great offensive linemen, college Hall of Famer, played for the Packers, and he came to me about 8 years ago and said, "Man, I hear you're the award guy." And I said, "Well, that's about all I do is awards." And he said, "I want to start this award called the Joe Moore Award." And so we spent a couple hours talking about it, and I've really been impressed what he's been able to do. And you guys are the only school in the 8 years that won back-to-back the Moore Award. So that's pretty impressive, because that's a team. Yeah. It's not just a one player, which is the entire offensive line.
Yeah, you know, we like to count on our tight ends and, you know, our H-backs and also our backs, too. You know, we think they're a huge part of it all.
Yeah.
So it's been an honor. We're semifinalists for this year, but really we're really reaching towards one goal. So
speaking of awards, did I read that that under your coaching, and I can't recall the player's name either, last year, maybe the year before, the first Outland Trophy at Michigan?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Michigan has not had an Outland Trophy winner ever?
Yeah,
how could that be?
It was wild. I didn't even know that. So last year, Olu Oluwatimi, who came from Virginia.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to say that. One more time, say it again.
Olu Oluwatimi, now with the Seahawks. the first Outland, and then I think the third player in history to win the Outland and the Remington.
Yeah, I know the guys who do the Remington Award. Yeah, but you're right. You have one goal in mind, but one of the great things I heard that Wes Wayne Smith, your host from Oakland, was talking about. You come home, you win this huge game against Ohio State, and all your little daughter wants to do is she wants dad to read a book to her.
So. I get home. Obviously, the game was awesome. It was a great atmosphere. I mean, fans are rushing the field. I'm trying to get out of there and find my family, find my daughter, find both my daughters and my wife. And, you know, finally get home 30 to 45 minutes, hour later, and, you know, was going to go watch TV. And my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, shout out, said, come here, sit down on the beanbag. Here's a book. Can you read this book for me? I've been waiting for you to read this all
That's
week.
That's it, yeah.
And I was like, absolutely. And then my one-year-old just pulls out another book. She says, book, and puts it on my lap and sits down. So, like, I end up reading
Puts
two books.
Puts things in perspective.
Yeah, it's perspectives. Like, they, you know, this whole big game that just went on, they just want to sit down with dad and read a book. And it was super, super awesome.
I know you've obviously, you have a lot of respect for these guys that are finalists, too. Yeah. I mean, you guys are at the top of the top, and all of you different ages. You know, you got a couple guys 60, you got you and Will Stein, they're in the 30s, and just your respect for these other guys that are here.
Yeah, I mean, every single one of them have done so much for the game of football. You know, start with Coach Den Brock and what he's done at LSU, obviously with Jay Daniels and the impact their offense. I watch all these guys every week. I think he's done a phenomenal job in his past. I know guys that have worked with him have a ton of respect for him. An exciting offense, impacted offense every week, every time you play him. You got to be on your heels and ready to go. Yeah. Coach Bobo, followed him since he's been at Colorado State, when he was at Georgia before. What he's done has been a tremendous coordinator. Again, watch them every week, what he's done with Brock Bowers and all those guys. Yeah. The quarterbacks playing at an elite level. It's been really cool. Phil Parker, just the ultimate respect for him as a defensive mind. You know, keeps it very simple, but the most fundamentally sound team that you will ever play, but probably the toughest as well. From, you know, every position they will run through your face, and you've got to be ready to play at every single moment, and they prepare for every situation. And Will, I've known him since he's 19 years old.
Crazy
as a crazy little feisty quarterback at Louisville, from Louisville, and I've to watch him grow and what he's done to this point, and have Oregon playing at the level they have, and have Bo Nix playing at the level he's played, has been super awesome to watch, and so proud of him.
Got about a minute left. You know, a lot of you guys come in here and you know, haven't been, you know, not old enough to really know the history of Coach Brewer's. What have you been able to sort of take away from Coach Brewer's, the Brewer's family, and just what he sort of stands for?
I mean, just that he was an ultimate impact, you know, player as a coach. I mean, he could impact players in so many different ways, from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, but ultimately cared about his players, loved his players, and, you know, did what every coach wants to do, and then was a great coach of a coach. You know, he coached his coaches as hard as anybody, and developed great coaches. And it's really cool to see that. You know, you hear the name, you want to understand the history behind it, and to see and to hear from different people that he's impacted some of the best, like Houston Nutt, and to hear those things that he's done for him has been really cool.
Pretty amazing. The reason you have the Brewer's were Jimmy Johnson, Hayden Fried, Joe Gibbs, Johnny Majors. Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, they make 5-6 Super Bowls. His assistants won 5 nationals.
We don't appreciate anybody sometimes until they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here all my life, and to know all the things that I've learned throughout this with Dave's development of this award has been fantastic. And that rascal costs $5,000 every year to make, Coach.
That's a heavy board.
Yeah,
right,
man.
And he may be taking it home. We'll find a day at lunch. Congratulations, Jerome. Appreciate that. Congratulations
on
a great year.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.